The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show. Thank goodness Ray is still well, among the very few left standing at KVOI. My goodness, what's going on with this flu epidemic? Things were fine yesterday. I was over at Rincon Market enjoying one of those fine cinnamon rolls. By around noon, I'm like stricken with the flu, and suddenly I've got a temperature of 102. Luckily, I got a hold of my doctor, and the doctor said, hey, what about Tamiflu? That's the antiviral drug that if you take it within 12 hours, it can shorten your symptoms by 3 days. So I wanted to get a hold of this stuff. The problem is, CVS tells me they were completely out of it because of the epidemic. Luckily, I found a Walgreens that had it, and so I started taking it, and suddenly the fever's gone, but I'm kind of drained. Anyway, it is Monday, January 15th, 2018. I am Bill Buckmaster doing the show remotely from the Buckmaster home office in the foothills. Of course, today is the day America honors the slain civil rights leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We are coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. Have our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We can still handle your phone calls, even though I'm on the live line. There is room for you during the face-off if you'd like to join in. 790-2040. And of course, every Monday, we do begin with our Monday political face-off. Our team of commentators today, Bruce Ash. Mr. Ash in his fourth term as the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Dr. Don Jorgensen, the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Let's begin with Dr. Jorgensen. Don, how was your weekend?
Well, I actually spent a lot of the weekend taking care of my wife, Bill, who's got a virus, not quite as severe as you. So I had a lot of time to watch the different games. Glad to see the U of A win, and then some great endings to football games. But mostly, cleaning all the surfaces with disinfectant every hour or two. But I hope you're feeling better and doing well, and I'm glad you're there and we're here.
Yeah, that's kind of why I didn't want to come in, obviously. And it was a really rough night, but the Tamiflu was really working, and so far so good. My temperature is been knocked down. It's really unbelievable. Bruce Ash, how was your weekend?
It was dandy, Bill, and I actually went over to Moe's Gallery. Moe was assigned some work from my wife and I just a couple of weeks ago, and that's one of the great things about Moe's. It's not just quality work. I mean, they really, get it out the door fast for you. But it was the most amazing visit with him. I went behind the black curtain and took a look at the work that they finished up. One of them is a turn-of-the-century Indian blanket that is going up on a high wall in our living room, and they did a fabulous job. And while I was there, we started talking about things like hanging systems, which he has a whole big thing there to help people, with their wall hangings. And then the other thing, and especially in my house, this is important, was lighting. And when he comes to do his installation later this week, we're going to be looking at the lighting options that we might have, not just in our living room, but in some of the other areas that we really kind of, that was one of the things we didn't do as well as we should have when we remodeled the house. And he is just fabulous. I mean, he has a wealth of knowledge, and his daughter is creative, and the work that she does is so quality. Great people to do business with.
Well, thank you very much for that great testimonial. Just curious, did you guys get flu shots? Because I'm told that I did, and 30%, they're apparently about 30% effective, but can help in cutting the symptoms down. Did you get a flu shot?
Well, I'm the heretic here. I had a flu shot when I was 13 years old, and I got the flu anyway over Christmas. It was a miserable 2 weeks, and I vowed on that day I would never have another flu shot, and I have never had the flu since.
Wow. Unbelievable. What about you, Bruce?
I got the pneumonia shot back in September or October, and I actually got my flu shot about 10 or 12 days or so ago. And I don't know, just sitting here in the last 10 minutes, I think I am experiencing flu-like symptoms. I'm a little worried. I got to get back to the office and actually do some work and try to make a living today.
Not me.
All right, let's get underway with topic number A. President Trump is defending himself anew against accusations that he is a racist, this time after disparaging comments about Haiti and African nations. Quote, no, I'm not a racist, the president said after reporters asked him to respond to those who think he is. Quote, I am the least racist person you have ever interviewed, that I can tell you. The president also denied making statements attributed to him, but avoided the details of what he did or did not say. Let's begin with you, Bruce. Is this much ado about nothing or what?
Well, it's obviously a big thing. Look, the DACA is really something that the president has talked about for a long time, being able to, get this put to rest finally and help these, somewhere between 800,000 to a million dreamers, as they're called, get on their way to citizenship. And, just earlier, a few days earlier, the president had talked, with the members of Congress and vowed in a public setting, you bring me the bill, I'm signing it. You know, here are the things that have to accompany it. And, I think that the much ado over nothing part is, first of all, does anybody deny that there are some places that resemble what Donald Trump called Haiti, and I guess El Salvador was the other country? I mean, these are wretched, awful places. Not the people, but the people who are running these governments, and we've had problems there. It seems like forever. And on the same island where you have Haiti, just on the other side of the island, you have a government and a people who are reasonably prosperous and doing well. But the more important thing is, the Democrats, it doesn't seem, are serious about DACA. They want to use this as a wedge issue going into the 2018 elections, maybe. And these are people's lives that we're talking about. And the president and most of the Republican leadership, the RNC, as early as 2013, when I helped pass a resolution that is almost the same exact sort of version as what the president is talking about. We passed it back then. Let's get this thing over with. And frankly, and I hope Don agrees as well, let's try to come up with a solution for these El Salvadorans who've been here in this country under the special program since they had the earthquake there, and some of the other nations as well. It's going to be very difficult to resolve those folks as well, because they've been here for, a decade and a half. They probably
All right.
bought homes. They have, family. They have sons or daughters who are citizens because they were born here. I mean, there's just all kinds of things. We need to get on with business and stop with the crying and moaning that's been going on over the past several days.
All right. Let's bring Don Jorgensen in here. Don, do you think a censure would be in order? And I was actually... the conservative talk show host Michael Medved, whose show airs here right after mine from 1 to 4 on Friday, said that he believed if the president did say what he said, that a censure would be in order. What do you think?
There are many on both sides that think a censure would be in order, but not for the reasons you think. And jumping back to something Bruce just said, there does need to be agreement on DACA. And the sad thing is, it looked as though there was a bipartisan agreement nearly in place until the president sabotaged that whole effort with these unfortunate remarks, which certainly reflect a pattern for him. And there's no point arguing over the word or whether the president's a racist or not. Just look at the history. The problem there
is... What does that mean, Don? Look at the history.
Of racist comments, of bigoted comments, and the impact of it. The second component of this that does so much damage, and this is, again, one of the pivots that Republicans are trying to make, as Bruce just did, is said, look at these countries. Well, that's what the president was doing. They say, look at this country versus Norway. Well, that kind of politics, it just has really no place in again, looking at heritage and white versus black. The reason that a censure is worth considering is not because it's going to change the behavior of the president or a slap on the wrist. That's meaningless. But it sends a message to our allies who, again, are concerned about the destabilizing aspect of the president's words again and again. And let's take a look at just this one in context when he was making reference to African countries. We have a number of important allies there. Yes, we provide aid there, but a lot of the aid goes for particular reasons. You have ISIS, you have Boko Haram, you have a lot of terrorism being developed and practiced there, and it's very important that we work closely with our allies in Africa to keep an eye on that and to keep our interests strong there, particularly when you have countries primarily like China going in and try to establish their own beachheads, their own agreements providing infrastructure funding and other support where they're taking influence away from America, and then you have Donald Trump doubling down on that with such arguments. So I think a censure, whether it happens or not, what has to happen is strong presence from Congress saying that does not represent the best of America, and we need to support our allies.
All right. We'll take our break right here. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday political face-off. Don Jorgensen and Bruce Ash continue, but let's take our break right here. The face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be right back. 790-2040 for your comments.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, the Monday Political Face-Off. The commentators will be Bruce Ash and Don Jorgensen, plus the monthly scam alert from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We do it during the noon hour on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice. Buckmaster also heard with worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off. I'm Bill Buckmaster, doing the program remotely today. If you're just tuning in, does it sound like I'm on the phone? Yes, I'm on the phone because I was stricken with the flu yesterday, like a lot of other people, and decided it would be best not to come into the station where enough people already have the flu. Anyway, Don Jorgensen is here and Bruce Ash, and I want to change gears here. Peggy Noonan, writing in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, her column, Will American Politics Return to Normalcy in 2021 or even 2025? She says she is betting against it. She said we're in the age of celebrity and the next one will and can be anything, meaning the next one being a president, a Nobel laureate, a movie star, a professional wrestler, talk show host, charismatic corporate executive. What do you gentlemen think? Bruce Ash, you think we're going to ever go back to the way things were?
Well, I'm not sure that that comment couldn't have been said 10 or 20 years ago as well. We're always moving forward, whether it is as comfortable and cozy feeling or not, I'm not sure about myself. If you have somebody, and if you don't mind, I'll answer your question, Bill, but I want to sort of go back to what Don said a second ago with respect to Donald Trump, claims that he's a racist. As long as that celebrity is able to get things done, it doesn't make any difference if they are a celebrity or they had some sort of a non-political background before they assumed the office. There certainly was a rough patch for this president for several months because his government really wasn't in place, and it still, to some degree, isn't in place today. But when you look at the progress, and specifically I'm going to talk about for those of color, since this president came into office, probably a much greater amount of support has been given to Hispanics, to blacks, to others in this country in terms of employment opportunities, in terms of creating wealth for themselves and for their families, and creating a stronger economy for all. And I think that to get distracted with these sorts of comments, and should the president have said it? Probably not. But the real issue here is getting the job done. And, you know, there may be arguments to the contrary, but that is what we need to be focused on. And that is improving employment, getting more people in the labor force working again and creating wealth for our entire country.
I want to bring Don in. Go ahead, Don.
Well, all I'll say in response to that is this is the man who is the head of the Republican Party as well as the head of the nation right now. And this is the person that the Republicans have selected to represent them. And character counts, particularly on a day like today, if you recall Martin Luther King's quote about that. But getting to what Peggy Noonan said in her article or column in the Wall Street Journal, you have to agree with her, or at least the beginning component of it. Her reference was to the fact that half the country no longer trusts its political leaders. When people see the detached, cynical, uncaring refusal to handle problems like illegal immigration, committing nation to war, neglecting to address financial sectors. Certainly, I think we agree that all of that led to the public saying, well, why not try something different and choose a celebrity? And that's understandable. I'm not sure that that's going to necessarily follow into the next election. But it is certainly a different world where now you have as much campaigning on social media where you can attract people based on celebrity rather than kind of political experience or knowledge or such.
Well, to that issue on social media, Don, it's interesting because in the last election, the Clinton team raised and spent a couple of billion dollars by their estimates in that election. Donald Trump had practically no money, I think probably 10% right. of what they had. But because of the spread of social media, was able to get message out and motivate people in the election.
And that's my point exactly. It's a different political world. It's a different campaign world.
Yeah,
because
sure.
That's exactly right. And it's going to continue to be different. Whether that's good or bad remains a question. There's the comparison to Oprah. And I'm not saying she should be the candidate or not. But it's the same idea that the danger is in America. Voting for a celebrity in chief versus a commander in chief that understands the political realities of the world, not just the U.S., but the world. Do they understand governance? Do they understand foreign relations? Do they understand how to deal with these crises that they've had no experience in handling in a legislative way and working with the branches of government? That's the challenge. And I think the best we can hope for is that whomever emerges as the candidates, that they're held to higher standards than just being the most popular person.
Well, the pendulum swings in politics and in life. George W. Bush election after Clinton was probably a shift to more normalcy. At least that was the idea in the very beginning. After the end of 8 years, and there were lots of successes and many, many failures, certainly the economic meltdown and some other things really doomed the second term of George W. Bush. People voted very, very clearly for a charismatic man with very little experience in governance, you know, really none, except on a local basis. And at the end of his 8 years, people were ready for a change. They didn't like what occurred under his watch, the same way that they didn't like what happened under George W. Bush's watch. It's arguably correct to say that the Republicans felt probably just as strongly about Barack Obama and his style of governance as Democrats and those who do not support Donald Trump in this administration. It's a pendulum. It's like weather. Okay, you know, it's going to rain. It's going to be hot. It's going to snow. And at the end of the day, the way that you change politics is in elections. You can't do much about changing the weather, except that a lot of people think that they can change the weather. I thought it was very interesting. The head guy at the NAACP today said that climate change was an important issue for Black Americans in this country. No, I think getting jobs are a big deal. Better educational opportunities. You know, being able to move out of the ghettos that sometimes they're trapped in for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the entire point of his comments, but that was kind of amusing. The reality, though, is what you say to one degree, and I can certainly agree that we usually see the pendulum swing from one, I won't say extreme, but sometimes it is from one extreme to another in terms of what the voters are looking for. But this introduces an element that has not been there previously, and that's the lack of political experience and lack of understanding of how things operate. And I think we've seen the result of that. And I'm not talking so much about legislation, but in this case, talking about the issues with not filling positions and the problems with that has caused without an ambassador to South Korea, just to give one example. And there's many more of those.
Don Jorgensen, thank you very much, Don, for coming in. Bruce Ash, also a pleasure having both of you on the program. And stay well, and we appreciate your support today. Thank
Feel
you.
Better, brother.
Feel better.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lawn Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
All righty then, welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. 25 minutes now until 1 o'clock. I am Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI. AM 1030, our live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. If it sounds like I'm not in the studio, I am not. I'm in the Buckmaster Show home office in the foothills because I was stricken with what seems like everybody's got it or had it, the flu bug. Anyway, it is time for our monthly segment presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Suzanne Miller joining us for our monthly BBB scam alert. Suzanne is Director of Communications and Consumer Affairs, and she is on the Buckmaster Show live line. So from one live line to another, how are you, Suzanne?
I'm definitely better than you, Bill. I'm so sorry to hear you have the flu.
Yeah, it's about the first time in 15 years, I think, that I have had something like this. So hopefully things will be getting better very soon. I want to talk a little bit, Suzanne, about fake check and money order scams that I guess really take many different forms, but the underlying con remains the same, doesn't it?
It really does. It's, you know, the fake check and money order scams have, you know, so many variety of names that we seem to call it. You know, we have the employment scam. There's the lottery and prizes, the family emergencies, the advance fee loans, online dating. There's all forms of ways that scammers can request that you wire transfer money to them.
Why don't you go over kind of the details of some of these stories that really are very scary?
You know, there's always going to be different messaging based on what the scam is and how they want their money to be sent to them. But it could be from selling something online and the scammer pretends, you know, they're interested in purchasing something from you. Or a scammer will hire you for a job. In fact, we just did an employment scam segment on KBOA about this, that a local company was hit by a scammer asking him to send them money from being overpaid for their services. And secret shopping, that's a big one, and sweepstakes prizes. And the reason that that comes into play is because people are asked, you know, to pay for, you know, the fees that are involved in doing that, say that it's the taxes or shipping or something like that. So, oh, then they pay too much. And so there's all kinds of crazy ways that these scammers are trying to get victims to wire transfer money to them. And usually it's because they've sent them a check that is an overpayment, and they're just requesting that money back to them. And the way to do that is through a wire transfer.
So I guess you should be very suspicious of overpayments, right?
In general, you know, definitely, especially in today's world, we really just want people to be cautious about not only the scams that are out there, but anytime you're being asked for information, being asked for money by someone you don't know, that's a big red flag. And not to share personal identifiable information, such as your date of birth, your bank, your credit card accounts, anytime there's financial transactions, that's really scary. Any of your passwords, And again, it goes back to that, you know, for the sweepstakes scam, it's like, don't prepay taxes, insurance, or fees on something that they say that you've won. It's all these different ways that they're going to work on your emotions that you need to react to them.
What is this I'm hearing about Western Union, Suzanne?
Well, this is why we wanted to bring this scam up right now, is because we have a limited time. We are really excited to announce that the FTC really went and fought on behalf of the consumers, and they're alerting consumers that lost money to scammers between January 1st of 2004 and January 19th of 2017. If you were a victim, you can now file a claim to get your money back. And that main website for them is ftc.gov/WU. And we do have that posted on our Facebook page. But you have to file your claim before February 12th. So time is of the essence in this. But it's a really, I mean, this is a big deal. This settlement from Western Union is $586 million back to victims.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's all to resolve these charges that were brought against them by the FTC and the Department of Justice.
So is this like a big class action suit or what?
Yes, it is. And it's really based on the fact that their investigation said, you know, you knew that this was going on and you didn't do anything about it. And that was their alleged part of it. So there was a settlement. And I really feel like Western Union, you know, feels an obligation to help victims of such, you know, the scammers are just in, there's so many of them happening right now on the daily basis. And we were thrilled last year when we heard that one of the Western Union agents actually stopped someone from becoming a victim in a local Fry's. And we were thrilled to hear that. I mean, some are aware and then others were participating in it. And so we really wanted to just make sure that, A, people are reacting to such calls for action accordingly. Just be very careful. Don't fall victim to a scam. But if you did become victim during that time frame, don't delay in filing. It's really, really important that you do that soon. And there's a whole chart on that website. And again, that's ftc.gov/WU. And that is got a chart that is featured on our Facebook page that shows you the steps that you need to take to be able to submit your claim.
What if someone tries to say, well, I'll file this claim for you and I would like money for it?
That is a brilliant, brilliant question, Bill. I'm glad that you brought that up, because there you go. Here we have scammers taking advantage of the fact that a scam occurred, and that is so crazy to me. You do not have to pay anything to do this. It's all free. So you just go to that site and you submit your claim, and nobody will ask you for credit card information or payment information or your, you know, date of birth. Like, they're not going to ask you for that secret information. Don't give it to them. In this case, it would be a scammer that's saying, you know, that they're calling on your behalf. So that is just really frightening to me, that the scammers will jump on this bandwagon, but that's what they do. So that is a great question, Bill. Thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome. Suzanne Miller is with us, Director of Communications and Consumer Affairs for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. And we're honored to have Suzanne on our program once a month talking about scams and scam alert. Well, I also have an alert for all of our listeners here in the foothills. The mail thieves are at it again. Several of our neighbors' boxes torn apart, and some of them even had locks on them, and these scammers cut through a padlock.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I think if anybody does not have a lock on their mailbox, seriously think about putting one on. At least it is some deterrent.
You got to take what steps you can.
Yep. All right. So more information, always good information at the Better Business website, which is very easy to access. It's bbb.org/Tucson. And is there information up there as well about this, the Western Union?
I believe so. I believe we have it on our website, and it's definitely on our Facebook page at the top.
All right. Suzanne, it's always a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Bye.
The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Bon Voyage Travel's 2018 Travel Showcase is back. With over 30 travel companies to share their knowledge and a room full of travel professionals, you can't go wrong. Planning the perfect vacation takes time and involves quite a bit of research. Bon Voyage Travel is here to simplify the process and ensure you always receive the best value. Join us February 3rd at La Paloma from noon to 4 p.m. There will be presentations, exclusive offers, prizes, and a show floor giving you the opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation with us. Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com.
We'll be right back.
back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster. It's about 12 minutes now until 1 o'clock on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I'm doing the program from the Buckmaster Show home office because had a little bout with the flu. Felt it would be better not to infect people down at KVOI where there's already enough flu in the building. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City is just a three-hour drive from Tucson. Makes a great weekend or midweek getaway. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the many places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Additional support for the Buckmaster Show comes from Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River. They're also just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all of your gardening needs on the web at greenthings.com. GreenThingsAZ.com. All right, let's welcome now in studio, while I'm on the live line, Diana Cannon. Diana is the Chief Development Officer for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, and we wanted to bring Diana into the show so we could get an update on how the new building is coming. Diana, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. And it sounds like you're in the right place by staying home and not infecting everybody else here.
Well,
I'm getting a thumbs up from your associate here.
I am trying to set a good example, not just for the folks at KVOI, but everybody, because this flu thing has just ripped through our community. It's amazing.
Yes, it sure has. Yeah, we found the same thing at our campus, and I was down 2 weeks with it, so I can understand. But we're back to work, and we're excited about our new campus, and that's going to be at 635 West Roger Road. We had a little bit of hiccup in construction delay, but right now the plan is we will receive our certificate of occupancy on March 2, which means that after that, then the IT gurus can get in and get everything set up, and we can start moving hopefully the middle of March to the end of March, get us all moved in, get all the animals moved over, and we'll start having our celebrations with the public first week of April.
Tell me how all of this came together, because it's costly to put together a new campus.
It
and
is.
Certainly, the Humane Society needed a new campus because I think the facility you're at has been like 60 or 70 years old.
73
like that.
Years
oh
we've been in this same complex. And
oh
and you're
goodness.
Absolutely right, Bill. It was time. It's the best that can happen for our animals in our care, for our staff, and for our volunteers. And about 6 years ago, the board of directors decided that this was an endeavor that they wanted to take on. And so they purchased the land at 635 West Roger Road, and we started the process. It's taken a little bit longer than what we had anticipated, but I have to tell you, since 2014, this community has jumped on board with our plans for a new campus and has just really come through for us. We've raised over $9 million of the $10 million goal.
That's amazing.
And, you know, a lot of it comes, Bill, from, you know, people who say, let me give you $25, let me give you, you know, $15 a month, and that's what makes it happen. Now, I do have to, if I could, take just a moment to mention some community foundations and some family foundations. The O'Reilly Family Foundation came through for us with an end-of-the-year grant. The Banfield Foundation came through for us. And just this last week, the Southwest Gas employees, their Fuel for Life Fund, they just gave us $26,000 that was all raised by their employee giving program. And they want it to go to help us build this new home for our animals.
That is wonderful. And I'm glad you were able to mention those folks, because this is really a grassroots effort.
It is.
People, as you say, giving some people $10. I mean, it all adds up to a community I am very proud of, because As you know, I love animals, and this is a very, very much a caring animal welfare community.
It is. It is. And that's what's so wonderful is that, you know, this $10 million that we're going to raise has all come grassroots, as you said, because we do not get any government funding. So everything that this has done in, you know, the money that we've raised, plus the money that we raise just to run our operations every month, every day, every year, all comes from the generosity of our community.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the new facility and a little bit about the footprint of how active you are in the community with the Humane Society.
Well, that's a good question. We're going from right now, we are on about 3 acres of property, and we're going to go to about 5 acres. And with that, we're going to be able to increase our number of kennels for dogs at about 20% and kennels for cats at about 25%. But the difference is that some of the key features of the new campus, cats, for example, we're going to have 4 what we call catteries. They're like little condos. So instead of them all being in an individual kennel, they can be in a free roaming room. So there could be 10, 12 cats all just free roaming, and they all have indoor-outdoor access. Because as it is for humans, it's important for animals to have fresh air and sunshine. So all the animals in our care at our new home are all going to have indoor and outdoor access. Another key feature that is so, so important is the air exchange. You can imagine in a 73-year-old complex, you know, we get an animal that comes in and they start coughing and it gets in this old air duct system and it just generates all those germs all over the place.
I can imagine.
So in our new facility, that was the number one thing that we wanted was an air circulation system. So every 5 minutes in every kennel, in the campus is going to be a complete air exchange.
Really? Every 5 minutes?
Every 5 minutes. So that's going to keep our animals healthier. It's going to keep our volunteers healthy and the staff healthy. So the goal is that it's not about necessarily about taking in more animals. It's about shortening their length of stay. So if an animal comes in and we can get them spayed and neutered, which is we have to do, get them vaccinated, and make sure that they are physically, emotionally, and mentally ready to be adopted. If we can shorten that stay down, then we can take more animals in. We'll have the available space to do so. But we are so excited. We're going to have a modern, up-to-date clinic with modern equipment. We've had donors that have come through to help us purchase new equipment. PetSmart Charities just came through with a large grant so that we can buy a brand new X-ray machine, which I know it sounds kind of simple, but it is so exciting because our X-ray machine is, you know, held together with duct tape and glue. So we're really excited about going in with the new campus. It's going to be fresh and clean and healthy, and we're going to really be able to care for the animals a lot more efficiently.
We're speaking with Diana Cannon. Diana does such a great job for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. She's been so intimately involved as the chief development officer in helping to raise that $10 million to make this facility reality with groundbreaking. I think you said coming up in March. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, so we're going to be able to move in March. We'll have our grand opening probably the first week of April.
Yeah. Groundbreaking is already in the rearview mirror. We're coming
Correct.
Up now here on the actual move.
And the ribbon cutting.
Yeah. So I'm just curious here in the remaining minute or so, what kind of how is that going to happen, moving all these animals?
You know, we have had groups that have contacted us, like from Davis-Monthan, from different groups across the city that have said, hey, we'll help you move. We have a system set up so volunteers, when it comes time to move the animals, we're going to have a train line going with volunteers and groups with kennels, you know, cages in each car to help move these animals, because we want to make sure that we minimize their stress, because it's hard enough for them to relocate But we want to make sure we do it in a very smooth and loving way so that we minimize the stress for the animals.
And I know you could not operate without the team of really dozens of people, maybe even the hundreds of people who volunteer for you.
We have, you know, Bill, that's a big, we have 1,600 registered volunteers.
Goodness.
And every day there are volunteers there that are walking the dogs and socializing with the cats, working with our education programs for the children, working in administration to help us, you know, stuff envelopes and files. And they're just, we can't do what we do without their help. They are just a phenomenal group of people, and we absolutely adore them.
All right, going to have to run. Where can people donate if they would like to help in the remaining few seconds here, Diana?
If they go to www.hssaz.org/building, they can make it an online donation.
Thank you very much, Diana Cannon.
Thank you, Bill. Feel better.
Thanks. Chief Development Officer, Humane Society of Southern Arizona. That's going to wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show. I think remotely we did a good job, and I'm very happy, Ray Allen, you're on the other end there. Thank you, Ray. All right, coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw, and Ray will help out there at 4. Wake up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at noon. Have a great afternoon and evening.